Welcome to your destination for all things baseball in the Summit City. The 260 Dugout Podcast, presented by the Old Fort Baseball Company. From Little League to Major League Baseball, it's time to go inside the dugout. Here's your host, DC Hendricks.
All right, so welcome into the 260 Dugout Podcast, the debut edition. I want to give a quick shout out. We are presented by Old Fort Baseball Company. Shout out to Logan Weening and everybody over there at Old Fort Baseball Company. And shout out 1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM here in Fort Wayne. Started this podcast to give and highlight baseball in the Fort Wayne area, and that includes anyone and everyone that is also moving on from Fort Wayne, but representing the 260 at a whole nother level, and we're looking forward to covering it all. And our first guest in our debut show, we go to, you know, as I'm wearing my Southside Archers hat, I unfortunately have to go to one of our rivals. You're a Northrop Bruin, correct?
I was a Northrop Bruin once upon a time.
We got Garrett Shanley, folks. Of course, Fort Wayne royalty in the baseball circles. He played baseball at Northrop High School, went on to play at the University of Cincinnati, was a Bearcat, and now is in the system with the Chicago White Sox and currently with the Charlotte Knights, I believe. So, Garrett Shanley, thanks for joining the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's catch up. Let's start, you know, how's life treating you right now as we stand here in April of 2025? How's life treating you?
It's good, man. It's been a long road. Obviously, I was a 2017 grad at Northrop, went on to play 4 years at Cincinnati, and been in the White Sox org since 2021 now, just kind of moving through the ranks. Spent some time low A, high, a couple years in double A, and spending my first season in triple A. So excited to see what this year holds. And you know, hopefully have a chance to crack the big league roster at some point.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously we kind of want to go through the journey with you and kind of go back. So let's start, you know, even as a youngster, because like we're going to be even talking about, you know, the youth baseball scene here in Fort Wayne as well here in the 260. When exactly did you start playing baseball, with leagues, and how did everything get started for you as a young baseball player in the 260?
Yeah, I mean, baseball has been a part of my life from an early age. My dad actually is a alum, played at what used to be IPFW, PFW now, back in the 90s. And then he got into some coaching gigs. So from a young age, I've been around the game. You know, coming up, I played, you know, local baseball all the time. I was in the New Haven area for most of it, actually playing on some travel teams, the Little League out there. And then obviously as we got older, got into high school, got into the travel scene with the Summit City Sluggers. And then I actually spent a lot of time during my high school summers, you know, kind of working out with football and baseball as well. So I was spending time with the senior league at St. Joe Little League. So that was kind of cool. It was kind of an opportunity to play summer ball with a lot of guys that I didn't necessarily play with growing up, but played against and went to school with. And that's the great thing about Fort Wayne is you got such a large scene, so many different opportunities to play. Like, if you got a chance to play, man, get out there and do it. So, like I said, just been around it, been through every level now. So it's exciting to kind of look back and see where the journey has taken me and the different stops I've made.
Yeah. Like as I look back, you know, obviously I didn't make it anywhere near you have in terms of professional baseball career. But as I look back, you know, although I was a pretty decent high school baseball player, I look back at, you know, my Little League days. I played at Elmhurst Little League, and I look back, you know, those were days and times that helped mold me to the man that I became today. Like, I wonder, did that do the same for you? And also, you got to play travel ball too, which I know got really big around your age group. That wasn't really big when I was coming up in high school, which I graduated in 2009. When you played travel ball, like, you were like, that means you were getting drafted, like, straight out of high school. And like, you know, after I graduated, it got kind of more open, you know, to where, and bigger, I would say, because, you know, now everyone plays travel ball. It's like everyone goes the travel route. But how was that transition for you, and how did that help you as a youngster with Little League and travel ball?
Yeah, I mean, Little League was definitely the foundation. Like, there's so many things you can learn at a young age, just being around the game, being around, you know, the dads, the guys that just want to help coach. Like, those are the people that are teaching you the things when you're growing up, the things that are important to the game and, you know, beyond the game as well. Like, you're learning life lessons in all sports, not just baseball. But yeah, I mean, moving into the travel scene was, I mean, not necessarily a big step for me. I had played, like I said, at New Haven. My dad was actually a coach for us on a couple of our travel teams in New Haven. So we had played in some of the local tournaments. We would play, you know, at the Ash Center and go over into Ohio, Defiance and Payne, some local tournaments. But when I got in with the Summit City Sluggers, that was the first time I had really seen like what the travel circuit had become at that time. And this was, you know, 2014, like you said, this is about when travel ball was getting big. And I actually got the opportunity to go down and play in a national tournament in Nashville. And that's kind of where I saw that baseball is a much broader scope than what I was used to. I mean, there was a team from Georgia that I remember that had some imports from Puerto Rico and the Dominican. And that's when I was
Wow.
like, man, these dudes are 15 years old and they can play ball. But yeah, it's, I mean, the opportunities you get, the people you meet, like, so on and so forth. There's so many things that can kind of propel you to in different ways. But the travel ball itself, like it's definitely blown up from
Oh, yeah.
not just where I played it, but especially when you have played baseball. So it's cool to see, like I said, the opportunities that these kids are getting, the things they're able to learn, and the chances they're able to have.
Yeah, and like as I look back too, you know, another time that, and I credit my coach all the time, my high school coach. I credit Matt Harmon all the time, who was my coach at Southside. You know, he definitely helped, you know, not only change my life, but also really helped me as a baseball player. Like I didn't even play baseball my freshman or junior or my freshman and sophomore year of high school. So I'm coming in junior year, not really seeing, you know, I mean, guys are throwing, especially like the Patrick Veerkamps from Homestead and the Jared Parker from Norwell. Like I'm stepping in. I think Norwell was our first game too, and I'm going up against Jared Parker, my first at bat after not playing freshman or sophomore year. You know, it's a little intimidating, but you know, those coaches, and the reason I brought this up is because high school was another time that really helped mold me at Southside. And I'm sure, and I feel like that's when, because I got to see a little bit of you coming up because I was a little bit older and, you know, was watching some of the young kids coming up. And I remember watching you at Northrop. And I was like, man, this kid's a stud. He's definitely gonna end up playing at the next level D1. But reflect on your days at Northrop. I mean, what were some of your highlights as a Northrop Bruin?
Yeah, I mean, North was a great time. I love looking back on it, and I mean, I could talk for hours on end about my 4 year experience there. But it was great playing there for Coach Brumbaugh. I mean, another guy like you said, just was a great coach. Taught me a lot of lessons. Taught me a lot about, you know, being a man and being dedicated to something you love, right? Baseball was something that I always wanted to pursue seriously, and I mean, I won't even lie. I was a cocky 14-year-old. I was like, man, like I can do this. I can play. And of course, my peers around me are like, dude, you must be crazy. You like this is high school. This is different now. And came in as a freshman. I think I played 4 or 5 games on the JV team, and then I got moved straight up to the varsity team as a freshman. So my first outing was actually a game at Parkview Field against Snyder, my freshman year. So that was a big opportunity, a big stage. You know, Parkview Field puts on that the great high school event every year that started back when I was in high school. So it just kind of blossomed from there, right? Like freshman year had a decent year, sophomore year came in expecting a lot of things, took a little bit of a step back, but didn't just want to pitch. I was focusing myself as a position player as well, playing some first base and having the bat in my hand. And then junior year was the first year where like we really saw some success. We at Northrop absolutely ran the table in the SAC. It was a heck of a year. We had a great group. We ended up winning the sectional at Carroll against Carroll. That was awesome. One of our big rivals. You love to win those games.
Oh, yeah.
And then we actually got the opportunity that year to go down to, I believe it was the, oh man, now I can't even remember what regional it was. We were down at Loeb Park, though. I remember that. And we ended up coming up short against a really good Carmel team, but that was my first taste of honestly like baseball outside of Fort Wayne at the high school level, right? I mean, you got so many teams in the SAC. You spend most of your time playing against your Southsides, your Waynes, your Snyders, Homestead, Carroll, whatnot. So to get it to play against a team like that was really cool. Obviously wish we had been able to come away with it, but it was a fantastic experience. And then senior year is kind of when things just really went fast for me personally. I went from the summer between my junior and senior year thinking like, man, I really want to play baseball, but I don't necessarily have college coaches talking to me right now. So I was pursuing opportunities to play football, actually.
Oh,
So I had
wow.
talked to some schools about that. And then it was like, I closed my eyes. And the next time I opened them, I had college coaches texting me, calling me, asking to come to games. And in a 3 month period, I had committed to Cincinnati to play baseball. And then the switch instantly flipped and it became, okay, now I got MLB scouts calling me like, hey, you might have a chance to get taken in the draft as a high schooler. And that was cool. So all those experiences, those 4 years, like it was a blessing. It was, you know, a chance to kind of propel me to where I am today, honestly.
Yeah, so like, and assuming that there's, some high schoolers, because there is some high school kids that will be listening to this, and even younger that will be listening. What would be some advice, for those kids that are going through those early high school, late high school years, as they're getting, contacted by colleges or even in some cases MLB teams? What would be some of your advice for them?
I think the biggest thing is, and I mean, I've told middle school kids this when I was coaching basketball the last few years, like if you got an opportunity to play, go play. It doesn't matter what the level is, right? If you are dedicated and you want a chance to play, there is a place for you to play. So when you're going through that stage, like you just got to be really open-minded to what is the best opportunity for you. You don't want to, everybody wants to play Division I baseball. Everybody wants to try and get drafted, but realistically, that percentage is so small. Like
Oh,
even
yeah.
for myself, I didn't know how real that was at the time. And my dad honestly did a really good job of helping me realize that. Like if you got a chance, you got to take it. It doesn't matter what it is.
Absolutely.
So I think my biggest message to those kids that are kind of going through it is, like I said, if you got an opportunity to play, go play. Make sure it's somewhere you're going to play. It don't just, don't think just because a Division I team reached out to you, that's your home,
That's it.
right? Because
Right.
there's a lot of kids that go to these schools and they don't end up getting the chance to actually play. And now we've got the world of the transfer portal and NIL that makes things different, but that's a whole different conversation. So,
We could do a podcast
yeah, I mean, we could take 3 days to talk about it, but,
that.
yeah, you got to stay dedicated to the craft, right? And understand that there's people watching you all the time. So you got to do the little things right, whether that be between the lines, at the field, or even off the field. Like coaches are going to ask things. So you really got to make sure you're kind of following the right path, keeping yourself in line. And honestly, if you do, good things are going to tend to happen more often than not.
Very good advice. Very good advice. I mean, as you and a testament to what you said, and then kind of an addition to that. So it's gonna sound silly at first, but I did see this stat. So I'm a big MLB The Show guy. So the new one, it shows you in the introduction to the game the percentage you have to play college baseball and the percentage you have to make MLB, be a professional baseball player. And you literally, and this is a real stat, you have a better chance to go to the moon than you
It's
do to play at the next level.
pretty crazy to think of that. But I remember having those conversations with our athletic director at Northrop. Like he would sit all the athletes down and say, listen, guys, like it is realistically such a small percentage of you that are actually going to get an opportunity to play at the highest level. So make sure you're actually doing the things outside of sports to put yourself in a position to be successful, right? Because I mean, there's a lot of people that love the game. There's a lot of people that work hard, but there's not a lot of people that are actually going to get that opportunity at the highest level. And I don't say that as a, hey, listen, guys, like you're not going to have a chance. You've always got a chance if you're in the right place at the right time, you're doing the right things, like I said. But I cannot stress enough how important it is that like you stay on top of your grades, you stay on top of not having behavior issues, like. College coaches especially are going to look at that stuff because they don't want a kid that's going to be a headache on the field, off the field, someone they got to chase around to get everything they need done. Like that's just the way it is. And to be honest, it's not for everyone, right? Like some people are going to get to that point and then realize they just don't want to do that. So that going back to, like I said, if you got an opportunity to go somewhere and you're dedicated to it, do it because that's going to put you in a great position.
100%. So talk about the transition, high school to college, going to Cincinnati. I mean, that's a big program. Talk about that transition for you.
Yeah, it was definitely a world rocker at first. Like, I go from a kid who was, living with my parents at 18 years old, driving myself to high school every morning, to living on my own in a dorm room with three other dudes and expected to be at workouts at 6 a.m. and get myself there. So it can be a little bit of a culture shock initially. But for me, I mean, Cincinnati from the jump felt like home. It was something that it was a place that I loved. There were people that I trusted. And when you're on a team at that level, it really, a lot of guys kind of get the opportunity in high school. Like, you build a brotherhood with the boys that you play with. At college, I mean, those are the dudes that you're with every single day. Like, you might have some classes with them, whatnot, but from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock every night, you guys are together working for the same thing. So, like I said, the culture shock immediately kind of shook me. But over time, I got used to it. And then, fall semester into the spring semester, you get into competition, you get to see kind of those other dudes you're playing with. Like, I mean, no offense to anyone from Fort Wayne, I faced some great talent, but my freshman year, I saw dudes like Alec Bohm, who's playing third base for the Philadelphia Phillies right now. I mean, there was some other dudes too that are all over pro ball right now. Like, it got crazy. But like I said, I felt at home there. It was fun. Like, I got to play in a really competitive conference. I got to see some really cool places. And really, like, looking back on it, I just tried to enjoy the moment. Like, as much as I wanted to get to pro ball as fast as possible, looking back on it, I mean, you can't take those 4 years from me now. It was something that I got for the rest of my life. I got stories for the rest of my life. Like, it was fantastic, and it made me, I'm a Bruin forever and I'm a Bearcat forever. Those are two things you can't take from me.
Right. That's right. And like, yeah, so obviously you had a good college career. I mean, because you were drafted, you were, at least you thought you were staying in Cincinnati. You got drafted by the Reds, I believe. Talk about that moment, 2017, I think it was 2017 MLB draft. You get selected by the Cincinnati Reds. How was that moment for you?
It was surreal. Like I mentioned earlier, that process went so fast. Like, my senior year, talking to scouts, and I mean, I think I'd have to go back and look, but I'm pretty sure I was in contact with like 24 different teams.
Jeez.
So there was some real talks, and at that point, I was just kind of going with the flow. Like, I didn't really know what to expect. I had talked to some guys. I had heard about, like you mentioned earlier, Jarrett Parker's experience with the draft. Colin Brockhouse was another guy from Northrop that had kind of went through it. My high school coach had obviously seen it a little bit, but it was kind of crazy to think at 18, 19 years old that, like, I was potentially going to have an opportunity to play in professional baseball at that point, because all the building blocks before that, I just kind of expected. Like, okay, like, I played little league ball, I played high school ball, played travel ball. Like, I probably got to go play college ball, right? And then when these scouts talk to you, it's like, okay, now we're talking about money. Now we're talking about, like, getting not necessarily in the real world, but like going from a high school kid to being a professional baseball player is a big jump. And looking back on it, like, I don't regret my decision. Like I said, I got 4 years at Cincinnati you can't take away from me, and it kind of made me into who I am today. I don't think I'd be in the position I am now if that had happened, if I had signed. But yeah, I mean, it was crazy. You got people in your ear left and right telling you what you should, what they think you should do. Like,
Of course,
it
that
is
comes
a
with it.
crazy experience.
Yeah, and like, talk about the adjusting to that, because obviously you're not with the Reds anymore. So kind of talk, because like I said, you got a lot of people here that are striving to be, professional baseball players, and that think that is a possibility for them one day. So kind of talk about the adjustments that you had to make, becoming a professional baseball player, and what do you, from your perspective, what happened with Cincinnati and what ended you up with the Chicago White Sox organization?
I mean, like I said, that high school process was so quick, and I made the decision to go to Cincinnati knowing that Being older for my grade, I was actually going to be eligible for the draft in college as a sophomore. So I kind of expected that that was going to be an opportunity. And I honestly, like, if I'm real with you, I let myself slide. Like I was
Gotcha.
talking about, you got to do all the right things at the right times. And unfortunately, there was a point in college where I kind of got away from doing that and being myself. And that hurt me in that sense. But from there, it was, you know, a rebuild for myself. Unfortunately, COVID kind of changed things for me. Your junior year of college is your biggest chance to get drafted. COVID shortened the draft, shortened the season, didn't give me an opportunity to necessarily showcase what I had that year. 2021 comes around, my senior year, and I pitched well, but at that point I was 23 years old. A lot of major league scouts are looking for, you know, a younger guy that can do the same thing, right?
Yep.
So I didn't end up getting taken in that draft. But right after the draft ended, I got a call from the White Sox asking if I'd sign as a free agent.
Yeah.
And I truly thought, like, maybe baseball is done for me. Like, I didn't get drafted. This was kind of what I worked for my whole life. I don't know if I can continue to do this. And I had talked to my parents a little bit, and I just remember them saying, like, all you wanted was a chance, right? Like, you just needed to get your foot in the door. And I called the White Sox back and I was like, listen, I'm going to sign. And I never looked back. And there's been several opportunities. As an undrafted free agent, not much is expected of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of low on the totem pole in terms of like, not necessarily opportunities, because you're going to get opportunities in pro ball, but being higher on the totem pole, like I was saying, essentially.
Yeah.
And I've had coaches tell me multiple times, like, dude, you surpassed what we expected you to do. And like I said, that got me where I am today, and spending my first year in AAA right now. And like, I'm back to being myself, show up every day, do what I got to do, and prove what I can between the lines. And that's all you can do at the end of the day. Like, be yourself, put your nose to the grindstone, and do everything you can to make them give you a chance, right? Because at the end of the day, they're making business decisions. They're gonna move people up that are gonna give them a chance to win. And that's kind of where I am right now. And I'm trying to prove to the org myself that, like, I can give the team a chance to win in Chicago. And that's the kind of the end goal. Like, that's the top of baseball, is being in the major leagues. So still working to get to that point, but hopefully, God willing, like, we get there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I wanted to highlight the entire journey, because, and I mentioned the college part, and I'm glad you admitted that. You know, a lot of people will, you know, have a lot of pride and wouldn't admit, you know, that they let themselves, you know, kind of sag off a little bit and get off their game. And a little bit is maturity too. You know, I talk a lot about that from my personal story too. Like, I just wasn't mature. You know, I was an 18-year-old kid. I thought having fun and partying was more important than my baseball career. So, you know, that, you know, kind of hindered my steps as well. But, like, you know, you were able to overcome, and you have completely transformed everything. Like, you were balling. You're balling right now in the organization. Like you said, you're with the Charlotte Knights now, and us one step away from major leagues. What do you think, you know, because no offense to the organization, but the White Sox are not in the greatest position right now. So you could probably start tomorrow. Just to be completely honest, from my perspective, but, like, what do you think your biggest strengths are? What are Garrett Shanley's biggest strengths as a baseball player?
I mean, part of it, like you mentioned, is just what guys are looking at is a maturity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, not to pat myself on the back here, but the things that I've gone through, the places I've been, like, have kind of molded me into who I am. And I like to think of myself as having a mature mindset. And I'm not a guy that's going to go out there. I don't throw 100 miles an hour. I don't have a wipeout Chris Sale slider, right? Like, I'm not a dude that is absolutely just popping out on paper, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to give you everything I got. And at the end of the day, like, if you're convicted in what you're doing, it's enough. So, I mean, I'm definitely in a spot where, you know, if the White Sox want help, I'm one call away, right? And I'm just trying to force their hand and kind of make sure they can't keep the door shut on me, right? Like the whole situation I was just talking about with signing as a free agent, like my foot's in the door. I'm just trying to keep it there and make sure you open that door for me, right? So, you know, we're still striving, we're still working, we're trying to get there. Obviously the big league club isn't you know, doing what a lot of fans are hoping they would. That's no secret. But when my name's called and I get a chance to go up there and help, nothing's going to change. You're going to see the same Garrett Shanley. And
right.
I mean, like I said, it goes back to my message to everyone else that's trying to continue their careers in baseball. You stick to you, you do things the right way. You play hard, like good things are going to happen. That's what I keep telling myself and on my road to try and get there.
That's right. Do you think last year in the minors, do you think that was kind of your breakout? Because like, I remember looking last year, your ERA was like barely over one. And like you had a, like, look, I know you're very humble. Okay. But like, let's be real. You were solid last year. Do you feel like last year was your breakout year?
I mean, it'd be hard to say it wasn't. I mean, I had a lot of success. I mean, I went through a period in June to early July where I came up to AAA, made a spot start because they needed a starter, and I threw three innings of what turned into a no-hitter. And then I went back to Double A in Birmingham, and I mean, between the joys of going back home to Fort Wayne and having my first child with my wife,
yes,
I got to throw another no-hitter in Birmingham. So I mean, me and my dad kind of joke, I'm going to be the answer to some random minor league trivia question here in like 10 years, like who threw two no hitters in 2024. But I'd have to agree, 2024 was definitely a breakout season for me, but it wasn't like I did anything that no one knew I could do, right?
Right.
Like I said, you stay true to yourself. And that's exactly what I did. I just got back to being me, being confident. Like there was no secrets. There was no secret sauce. There was nothing. Like, just plain old coming at you with a fastball is all I did last year, and it put me in good positions. And like I said, got me to where I am this year, and now I got to prove the same thing at this level to have a chance to get a step higher.
Yeah, so that was going to be like kind of my wrap up is like, other than obviously playing at the next level as a major leaguer, you know, what are some other goals? What are some other things you're looking to accomplish long term?
I mean, obviously the big thing is just getting to Chicago, or whether it be Chicago or another org, whatever happens, the business side of baseball can be crazy.
Right.
I kind of went through that this past off season with the possibility of the Rule 5 draft and other opportunities like that. So just still working, still hoping for the best. But you know, the further we get down the road, obviously I want to have an opportunity to kind of give back to the Fort Wayne community as well. In any capacity, I've been working with a few kids back home, giving lessons the last couple of years. And I just want to be able to send that message to everyone. Like it is possible. And it, like when you hear it from people that have actually been through it, it kind of gives you some perspective and a little bit more confidence, right? Like I remember hearing those things from guys like Jared Parker's story when I was in high school. Like you can do it. Obviously you got other guys like Josh Van Meter, Will Corson Carr was successful in college. Like,
yep.
Like and we got a lot of dudes now, like what is it? 7, 8 different guys from the Fort Wayne area that are in professional baseball right now. And the biggest thing is I think just helping kids back home understand like it is possible. And when they're able to hear from guys like that, I think it's encouraging. So I just want to be kind of a sense of light, whether that be, you know, not just in baseball. Like I said, the last couple of years, I helped coach a middle school basketball team. So there's different areas that you can make an impact. And I don't want baseball to be my only identity, right? Like that's kind of what put me on the map. That's kind of how people know me, but that's not necessarily who I am. And, I just want to be able to help others that are striving to do the same thing as I am.
I love it, man. Couldn't have said it better. Great interview today. I really enjoyed it, man. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I got to know a lot more about you. You told me some stories that wasn't even aware of. But what I think I love the most about our interview today was, your advice for the kids coming up. Some great advice. I am a coach myself. I'm actually coaching at Elmhurst Little League. I've coached at Wallen, so I'm giving back in my way that I can, because I'm not playing. So my way of giving back is coaching and giving back to the next generation. And I'm kind of the same way, man. I try to teach these kids, while you are out here to be a baseball player, I want you to be successful off here as well. I want you to be good on the field, but it's off the field that's going to help you be, good on the field. So I'm one of those coaches as well that, believes that as well. And also you're willing to give back to the area. There's so many people that go on and forget about us, man, here in the 260. So that was something that I love too. And you're even doing stuff with our sponsor as well, the 04 Baseball Company as well. Speak about that.
Yeah, so I've actually been a brand ambassador for 04 Baseball for a couple of years now. I mean, if you follow me on social media, you'll see me kind of put them out there on my Instagram story and whatnot. And if you're listening right now and you haven't already seen, make sure you go check them out. Great stuff. Not just, they got the apparel and whatnot, but also great stories they're working on too. So make sure you go dig on that.
Right, absolutely. Gary Shanley joining us here on the 260 Baseball Podcast. Thank you so much, man. I'm definitely going to look forward to seeing what you got next. I'm following you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on my MLB TV subscription one day. Keep killing it, man. I'm proud of you.
I appreciate that.
The 260 Dugout Podcast, presented by the Old Fort Baseball Company.